Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How was your week?
My week was good.
Went by fast enough for you?
It always does. Yep. It always goes by so fast.
A lot happened this week.
I know.
We had a busy week. A little crazy. But football is almost here.
I was thinking we've got 4 hours left to talk where there's like, let's find some sports to talk about. until we don't even have to go looking for it. No, it's just there.
Yeah, Friday.
It's just going to be there.
Friday is, media day? And then next Saturday is fan day. So there's autographs in the morning. And then
camp is in full swing.
That's it. It's on. Today we'll talk a little baseball. We have Brian Kinney from MLB Network is going to join us at 11 o'clock.
And a former ESPN Sports Center anchor.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. But we should really start the show out with letting everyone know who runs this town. No.
Josh is looking at us like,
what are you talking about?
No, he's like, so who does run this town? It's us, Josh. It's us.
The ratings came out this week, the latest ratings for radio, and we're number one.
It's really exciting.
It is. Our Saturday show began last October.
I was going to say, it's less than a year.
Yeah, or was it November? No, it was the Louisville game.
Yeah.
So it was Thanksgiving.
It was when I came off maternity leave, so it was the end of November.
So 8 months, we've had a Saturday show to go with the Sunday show. Mm-hmm. And in the first ratings, since we had a Saturday show, we didn't even show up. Like, it didn't show up in the ratings that we even existed. But then, this ratings book, so just the second ratings book in the 8 months since we've had a Saturday show, males 25 to 54, which is the group of people you're trying to reach with Sports Talk Radio, were the number one show on AM radio from 10 till noon.
That is almost mind-blowing to me, because it hasn't even been a year.
Yep.
I mean, and that's great. That's
the most listened to show on AM radio from 10 till noon on Saturdays. So you are now listening to the most listened. You are so popular right now. You have no idea. You're one of the cool kids.
You've made a good choice.
Yes, absolutely.
But thank you. I mean, thank you guys so absolutely. Much for listening, because Saturdays is something new, right? I mean, it's not a traditional time where there's a sports talk show every week at the same time on Saturdays.
Right. And you're busy.
Yeah. So we really appreciate it. And not only is it number one, but you guys are sticking with us. Like, they also chart how long people are listening.
Yeah.
And it's over an hour.
Which is unreal to me.
That really is. So maybe you guys don't have anything to do. I mean, maybe you were wrong, Dan. Maybe these guys are just bored out of their mind.
Well, then on Sunday, we're tied for third overall out of all radio stations that you could listen to in this area. We are tied for third with a Christian station. It's Sunday morning, after all.
Yeah.
And we're behind a Christian station, which is number one. And then we're behind a soul station, I guess, hip-hop R&B station. Maybe they play gospel, I guess. So if you're not religious, listening to a religious station, you're listening to us. So we're number one sports talk show, number one show on AM radio.
Yeah.
From 9 to 11 a.m. Sunday morning. So both times we're the number one rated show on AM radio on Saturday 10 till noon and Sunday 9 to 11 a.m.
That is awesome.
So we can claim the title. We're the weekend's number one local sports talk show in Lexington. Yes. Give us a round of applause.
I feel like Josh just found that
despite
out.
A producer who doesn't have like a clapping on hand, you know, he just push a little clapping. You hear some clapping in the background or just, you know, a little drop here or there or something. No, he's trying to open his Mountain Dew.
That's voltage. Triple high-powered wattage voltage.
I need that Mountain Dew to handle you guys for 2 days a week. Yes.
We're untamed animals. Is that
untamed animal. You guys are just like the gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo.
Harambe.
Was that his name?
I think so.
That's a cool name.
That's animalist right there is what that is.
That was...
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, that was...
After this Democratic National Convention that we've had this week, you're going to go there? All right. Guess who's on the Trump train? What about that stuff, though, this week? The last 2 weeks have been so crazy to watch in the United States of America.
It really has been. And perhaps the craziest, or at least the most fun for me, was all the memes about Bill Clinton and the balloons. Did you see all those? Like, he was...
I mean, I saw him kicking them around when when it happened.
He was just enamored with the balloons. And, you know, like, the internet is good for that. And they have just pictures of his face just lighting up at the sight of balloons.
I know. Well, these days, he's, you know, an older guy, so he has a look on his face with his mouth kind of open, just like, like a baby almost. Yeah. I think Colin Cowherd calls them mouth breathers, which Bill Clinton is clearly not. He's a former two-term president. But maybe one of my favorite parts was when Hillary is up there, historic moment, accepting the nomination, giving her speech, last night of the convention, and there's Bill sleeping next to Tim Kaine. And then Tim Kaine's kind of watching, and he notices that they're up on the monitor and looks at Bill like, oh, God, Bill, wake up. Like, would you? I would have maybe given him a nudge, just a little shot to the ribs a little bit. Bill, we're on. Come on. Wake up. Yeah. The eyes open real quick.
Or every time they cut to Bernie Sanders and he just looked like he couldn't be any more angry than he was.
Yeah. I hate you guys. This is not my convention.
But this is probably the most consistent I've watched both conventions in my whole life, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I've never watched this much.
No.
Politics.
Four nights in a row, both weeks, you know, to tune in.
Yeah. Now, I couldn't go the whole way, like, from start to finish. Like, I don't know. I probably don't turn on the TV until 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Every night. So I couldn't go the whole way. It's just too much shouting.
Yeah.
Too much shouting. Gosh, so much shouting. And then it's like Obama didn't even come on until almost 11 o'clock the other night. And the night before that, it was Bernie. I didn't see those two live. I had to watch them the next day. I couldn't make it. I'm in there just nodding off. I'm like, I have watched so many speeches.
You're Bill Clintoning it.
Yeah, I cannot.
Which is funny, he fell asleep during that one because what speech was he listening to where they caught him lipping, suck on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't remember which it was, but it was good.
It was good. It was good.
And gosh, I thought the Democratic National Convention did a really good job of like making Trump look just ridiculous.
Well, the tones of both of them were so very different.
Yeah.
So very different.
They were. It was like at the Democratic National Convention, that was the Rainbow Coalition. It was people of all races, religion, whatever, and love, and we're great, and we're just going to be greater.
Yeah.
We'll take care of all this. And then on the other side, it's, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in big trouble. I'm the only one that can help you. The planet is going to implode unless I'm the president on January 20th. And if I am, my magic wand comes out and it's all over.
It's gone.
I'm sorry. I hate to be so, because I don't want people who are Republicans or don't like that Hillary and all that. I don't want to divide them and make them choose whether or not to listen to our radio show.
No. And we don't really talk politics a whole lot.
No.
But it's just been the overwhelming theme in the United States these last 2 weeks. I mean, it's just kind of what everyone's been talking about.
It's like I said, like you said, we've never cared this much or been involved this much because it's never been like this before.
No, because you've never heard anything anything like it.
No, never. So when it's super popular, of course we're going to talk about it. And if you want...
And since we're super popular, it only makes sense.
Well, we got a little cachet. We saw some ratings that say, hey, we're doing all right. So we're just going to let it all hang out. If you want to talk about that stuff, you can. 381-1313. We'll give you the number to call in here. But, man, it's a busy weekend in horse racing. Mm-hmm. There's a couple big races, several big races this weekend. And then, of course,
And I thought some other big horse news was that Lexington absolutely will not go after the 2018 World Equestrian Games.
Right.
Because it could be just so financially destructive.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good move. I thought that was smart because there was a temptation there to bring them back. And it was a success last time, from all accounts, right?
Right. To bid on it and be 4 or 8 years out and then make those plans. But to not have anything started and you're 2 years out to get it going, that would have taken a lot of resources to get that done.
Yeah, it would be irresponsible. You don't want to throw something together. You want to slap it together. This isn't the Olympics. I watched something last night. Oh, my gosh. I've already been kind of soured on the whole thing with everything at Rio, where it's just more about people lining their pockets than it is about athletes living their dreams. It should be about athletes living their dreams. And the IOC, every speech they give, will say, this is about making change through sport and making places better and the world better and coming together through sports. It's destroying places. Like Sochi, where the Winter Olympics were 2 years ago. That main stadium, that big, huge, multi-million dollar stadium, hasn't been used since. Not once. Sochi is just this area where there's a bunch of empty stadiums and buildings. Like the athletes' housing and stuff. They've been rocks thrown at it, windows broken, it's falling in ruins. But at the same time, they used it to relocate people who they destroyed their houses to make room for the Olympics. Yeah. We're destroying your home that you built and that you've lived in your whole life. We don't care. You can't do anything about it. Here, live here.
Well, in the Olympic Village in Rio, where the athletes are staying, they've got exposed wiring. They haven't, it's not up to code. None of those things.
80,000 people have been relocated from their homes where they lived in Rio. Like one of the areas they just completely got rid of. Housing that these people had built. It wasn't nothing nice about it. It was just where they lived. It was their home. And they threw them out forcefully. Some of them they did buyouts for, but ones that wouldn't leave, they threw them out to build Olympic stuff. There is raw sewage running through the streets, down the hills, and directly into the water that will host sailing events, swimming events.
The open water triathlon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All those things in the water. Raw sewage running directly into it, out of the streets.
And 8 years ago when they said one of the byproducts is going to be that now Rio is going to have clean water.
Exactly.
And 8 years later, it's no better.
They promised that 80% of the sewage in Rio would be treated. None of it's been treated. I just can't fathom it. I saw it. I watched the Real Sports Bryant Gumbel special where they did reports covering 9 different countries that they visited on 4 continents, comprehensive, long-ranging studies in the effects on Sochi, looking ahead to Beijing, the effects in Rio, and the IOC itself, and who are the people that are making the decisions and the corruption involved. And it's disgusting. It's just disgusting. But to see the people living in Rio, and when they flush their toilet, it just runs out directly into a little, gully in the street and just flows all the way down in between houses. Just, can't even open your windows because you're smelling raw sewage. And then it just runs right on into the water. And then you can be standing there, overhead look, and you can see the sewage in there. And so it's a breeding ground, too, for Zika. And just so many things.
Yeah.
And these IOC guys, they have all these demands of what it is you need to give them, how much you need to spend, what their hotel rooms need to be like. Down to the hotel room temperature should always remain at 68 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. Butler service, roads that they only use to go in and out of.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's crazy. And then there's been bribes for surgeries for family members and bribes for surgeries for kids who did not exist just for money. Just all these horrible things to where it is clear, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that this is a big money grab for IOC and for NBC. They didn't go after NBC, but they show that this is about the TV show and the ratings. And this is the ugly side of it that all goes in behind. It makes me want to be like, NBC, you should stand up and boycott it if you're going to do the right thing.
I know, and I get it. And I feel like probably any network would be in a similar situation. I have a hard time believing whatever network it would be on.
Oh, nobody would do the right thing.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
No. But I'm not going after NBC by them, but I mean,
I just feel bad. Like, I understand.
Bob Costas can't run out there and say a word. You know what I mean? For the high horse that Bob stands on, he should boycott his own part in this.
He thought pink eye was bad.
You can just get pink eye by opening your eyes getting off the plane in Rio. So bad. And then here's the thing. It's not just Zika. It's all these other things that come from raw sewage exposure. Yeah. Like just all kinds of different things. But if you get sick in Rio, the hospitals are like the worst. They've got patients in hallways stacked up. Not rooms.
So I've heard there's rotavirus that can cause, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, that kind of stuff. But there's also drug-resistant super bacteria that's in there that could be fatal.
Mm-hmm.
Fatal. I mean, the golfers that have pulled out and people like that, the basketball players, the Olympics is not their big thing. It's not their crowning achievement. And the golfers can still play in four majors. And to be honest, winning the green jacket is probably a bigger deal than winning a gold medal.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
But for the other athletes, they just have a shot once every 4 years. And here's where it is. And you've trained your whole life for this moment. You can't not go.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not go.
Right.
To put them in that position, I just think is horrible. All right, we need to get to a break here.
We do.
But we've got Brian Kenny from MLB Network coming up at the top of the next hour to talk about his new book and some interesting stuff about baseball. So that's coming up in about 40 minutes.
And we'll take your calls, 381-1313, here on the Dana Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Working all
night, traffic on the way. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. These are the nights to live
the time. Father told me. Cheer on your Redlegs when they take on the Dodgers August 19th through the 22nd. Presented by Mike and Ike. Saturday, August 20th, the first 25,000 fans will receive a Reds USA t-shirt thanks to Toyota. Catch all the action for as low as $12. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS or visit Reds.com.
Summer is in full swing in Aurora. Complete your outdoor room and entertain friends and family with sizzling savings. 50 to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-the-line brands. Relax at the pool or in the shade with four-person lounge sets starting at $6.99.
Dine outdoors with a new five-piece dining set starting at $3.99.
Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories.
Summer fun.
Take advantage of the sizzling savings and hurry into Aurora.
Call 299-2932.
299-2932.
When someone has an accident or an on-the-job injury, our main goal is to make sure our clients are fairly compensated. Fairly compensated for their injuries, bills, loss of income, future and past, and for pain and suffering, and for the loss of enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In most of our cases, we're able to reach a settlement quickly without a need for trial, and our clients are able to get on with their lives. But to recover what we believe is fair, it's important that the insurance company know a law firm goes to trial and gets results. You see, not all law firms are the same. I've seen so many come and go these past 27 years. To reach a fair settlement, hire a firm with a reputation for verdicts at trial. Visit ForThePeople.com and review our verdicts. Trial verdicts are the best weapon for a fair settlement. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Offices, Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Check to the script.
At the Botany Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Botany Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here and you will be. The Botany Bay. 420 East New Circle Road, next Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Who sings this?
Meghan Trainor.
Meghan Trainor, really?
Oh, yeah. It's good.
No,
isn't it?
No, yeah. No.
Yeah. I like it. I like that song.
So, our buddy, Oscar Combs.
Everybody's buddy.
Mm-hmm. He is not going to do pre and post game UK radio, essentially retiring, because that was what he was doing primarily in the media.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's legendary, iconic in this state, known for starting the cat's paws in 1976.
And that was something that was so far ahead of its time. Like,
right
now, we are so used to there being fan sites and blogging and all that. But
right
back then, to have just something devoted to fans
mm-hmm.
was unheard of.
It was smart. And he had the idea for a little while before he acted on it. You know, it had been something he was wanting to do, but he didn't get it going until, I guess, really feeling like he could make it work for mm-hmm. sure. And it did work so well that in 1996, it set him up for life. He could walk away and not work again if he didn't want to, because he sold it for a handsome sum. And he's just been around UK Athletics for so many years. What, 65, 66 was the first season that he actually covered? So that, we're talking 50
yeah,
years.
Yeah, there's just no one that has more stories.
Yeah.
There's no one that has more stories or a better memory of
yeah.
days gone by. But also maintaining, like, knowing everything that's going on now and still being relevant and current, but mixing it in with salting it and peppering it with stuff from 40 years ago. He's just the best.
Well, I can remember when I first started covering UK basketball. And, you know, you go in so early to Rupp Arena for live shots, as you know, mm-hmm. Mary Jo.
Yeah.
Sometimes the lights won't even be on in the arena. It's like mm-hmm. orange in there.
Yeah.
From the lights not being all the way lit. Excuse me. And so you're doing a live shot at, what, 5 o'clock? Something like mm-hmm. this. You need to get there around 4 for a game that doesn't start till 7 or 7:30. And so you're just there super early. Well, the other people who need to get there are the pregame radio show folks, as in Oscar Combs.
Mm-hmm.
So he's there because that radio show or pregame probably comes on like 3 hours before or an hour and a half when Oscar starts taking calls and all that. And so you had plenty of time to hang out and talk to people. And then as the media would gather back there, there was usually, I don't know, 7 or 8 round tables with maybe like 10 chairs at the table. Big round tables with chairs and so many people that would be posted up early. And then just tables of other people and just mishmash of everybody. But you could always count on Oscar mm-hmm. sitting at the table with his brothers, Ira and Harold. Ira's now since passed, of course. Lonnie Demery, who you guys know.
The mayor.
He's always sitting there. And there's a few other people. They're always sitting at the table. Old timers table is what it is. Old timers. They would bring like donuts for each other or sweets from somewhere or. And then Oscar always has some kind of memorabilia in his little briefcase. He comes in and he'll pull out pictures from the 60s of basketball players or pins. Like he might have 100 pins from the 78 Final Four, you know? Yeah. Just all this different stuff of media guides, whatever. Just he always had something different that he shows up to the games with, which he'll still do. He'll still be at those games.
Yes, he will.
I'm just trying to give you a little glimpse into the behind the scenes there. And so me, for a guy who had not been covering UK basketball for decades, but extremely familiar with it, obviously.
Yes.
Instead of sitting with my kind of peers in the, or people my age, like, bless you.
Like me.
Yeah, like you and, you know, the people from the other stations from at the time. I mean, I would go and try to find a seat at that table.
And just listen.
Yes.
And just listen.
And just listen, just to hear the stories. And then I had another motive for it, which was I've always been big into high school. Yeah. And Harold Combs has all the dirt on what's going on in Eastern Kentucky high school sports. He's and his brother Ira, of course. And so I would talk to them a ton about high school sports, but always loved hearing the old stories. And Oscar still can tell them.
And he'll still be on Twitter, and he responds back to people all the time. So it's not like he's vanishing.
Yeah, I think I said on Twitter, you'll be missed. And he's like, you're not going to miss me. I'm not leaving Lexington. Yeah, but I'm going to miss hearing your take on the pregame radio shows when somebody, somebody calls in. And the other thing he has always been very good at is Oscar will always take a different look at it, whatever it is, like whatever you see on the surface. Like, I've heard some conspiracies and stuff just as recently as with, like, what's going on at Louisville with Patino. I mean, just some stuff, you know? I can't give it out on the radio. You just can't do it. It's just things you hear. But he'll hypothesize something. Go, now think about it this way. What's most important to him? You know, exactly. That's him.
That's him. Know?
That's Oscar right there. All right, we're going to take a break. 381-1313 is the number to call when we come back here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
An advertisement.
When someone has an accident or an on-the-job injury, our main goal is to make sure our clients are fairly compensated. Fairly compensated for their injuries, bills, loss of income, future and past, and for pain and suffering, and for the loss of enjoyment of life. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. In most of our cases, we're able to reach a settlement quickly without a need for trial, and our clients are able to get on with their lives. But to recover what we believe is fair, it's important that the insurance company know a law firm goes to trial and gets results. You see, not all law firms are the same. I've seen so many come and go these past 27 years. To reach a fair settlement, hire a firm with a reputation for verdicts at trial. Visit ForThePeople.com and review our verdicts. Trial verdicts are the best weapon for a fair settlement. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Office is Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba!
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
What is it about Tony's steaks and seafood that makes it such an incredible dining experience? Well, it could be the steaks. One reviewer said, this is steak nirvana. Or how about the great seafood, the incredible atmosphere, and service that's unmatched anywhere? All of those things. It's Tony's of Lexington on Main Street, right across from Triangle Park. Come in and become part of Tony's family.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Still recovering from something Mary just told me during the break. Oh, my gosh.
Looks like Devin Booker's back in town.
Tyler Ulis, too.
Tyler, I mean.
Yeah.
The two best friends anyone could ever have.
Or the two best friends that anyone could ever have. Yeah, those guys are going to have so much fun in the NBA, you think.
I know. And they couldn't be two more guys that would have, like, that would be fan favorites of all sorts. Like, obviously, Devin Booker has got all the ladies in his back pocket
already.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he's also, like, the other Splash brother who just plays for a different team. But he's, like, that NBA player right now. And you know, then Tyler Ulis is impossible not to love.
And I know it was just summer league, but... you could just see what kind of player Tyler Ulis is versus some of those other guys.
Yeah.
He is just a very smart basketball player. He's going to do fine. He's going to do fine. They're not asking him to come in and be the quarterback right away. He's going to be on the second unit, hopefully, is what the goal is for this season, is to be on the second unit. Get some minutes, which I think he's going to be one of those who will... push to get more minutes.
Yeah, and he'll make the most of that opportunity.
Yeah.
Which, you know, Devin Booker did. It wasn't like he was starting from day one as a featured scorer for the Suns.
Right.
But he
worked into it, yeah.
He worked into it, and now he's...
He was a second unit guy, and now he's going to be a starter. There's no way they can not start him.
Yeah, they got to.
I think it's going to be fun to watch, no doubt. One of those reasons to get the NBA ticket, because you've got what's going on with Sacramento. By the way, how big is this Team USA thing going for Boogie Cousins?
I know.
It's helping already. Already his image is looking better.
And I don't want to make it sound like a surprise that he's playing well, because he's probably the best center in the NBA, so it's not a surprise.
That's no revelation to us. Yeah. That how good he is.
Yeah.
But he's good, and then his teammates like him. What? I thought he was like the worst person ever. And then, on top of that, his personality is coming out. And once you get to know DeMarcus Cousins' personality, the way Kentucky fans were able to get to know it that year, that's why they still love him. His personality is great. And when it comes out, as it will with Team USA, he's going to leave with a different... image. I really think so.
And he almost seems energized by it.
Mm-hmm.
By being a part of this team, by representing the country.
Yeah.
Like, it's fun.
It's a big deal to him. Well, I mean, you think about it. If you were a kid coming up, the dream team. I mean, so if you could be a part of that, you know? How about the week Louisville had? Craziness. Louisville president James Ramsey. So he resigned.
Yes.
And then he got a settlement of $690,000. That's taxpayer money, by the way, just so you know. That's not coming from somewhere else. That comes straight from the taxes you pay.
Yes.
Whether you live in Paducah or Whitley County or right there in Jefferson County.
Yep.
The Board of Trustees called for an emergency meeting Wednesday night. Closed-door negotiations went on for about 6 hours. Meanwhile, did you see that he, like, went and taught a class while they were negotiating this thing? He's like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go sneak in one more class before you make me leave. It was ridiculous. And some of the reports that came out of the class, like from a student, was that he showed a scene from the movie Teachers where it's like Nick Nolte and this other guy talking about they're trying to make me resign. You don't have to resign. Like a whole thing about him, basically. Yeah, crazy.
And then just on top of it, and here we go with the politics again, but just on top of it, Matt Bevin to just the omnipotent Matt Bevin to just say, this is what's happening here. And then a judge is like,
no.
You kind of overstepped your bounds. You can't just dissolve the board and make your own board and do whatever you want to do. Just crazy.
Yeah, so this board, let's set that up. Well, in exchange for the settlement, Ramsey agrees not to pursue any litigation against U of L. But this is what's the crazy. He remains president of the U of L Foundation.
Yes.
And that provides almost all of his $1 million-plus salary and like annual compensation. So the U of L Foundation is a nonprofit that manages the school's $680 million endowment. All right. Well,
there was no talk of him resigning from that.
Right. The U of L Board of Trustees chair for the U of L board is also the chair of the U of L Foundation board. And he said there was no discussion about Ramsey resigning as the foundation president. So.
Like, what?
So back in June, you remember, Ramsey said, yeah, I'm going to resign. He told Matt Bevin this and like, okay, remember all this craziness.
Mm-hmm.
And Bevin got rid of U of L's 20-member board of trustees, replaced it with a 13-member board, and 10 of those 13 were Bevin appointees.
Yeah.
So Attorney General Andy Beshear, Steve Beshear's son, the previous governor, came back with a legal challenge saying Bevin overstepped his authority. That's crazy. He can't do that. Yesterday, a judge said, you're right. Yep. He can't do that, and blocked it. So what does this even mean now? So the board that Bevin appointed is the one that said,
which I feel like Bevin probably didn't even bother to ask someone, hey, can I do this? Is this something I can do? Or I just think he came in one day and was like,
yeah, this is how I roll.
Yep, I'm doing
executive
it.
Executive order. So this is a board that is not allowed to be a board, according to this judge. So how can a board that's not allowed to be the board make the decision on a president resigning and negotiate his settlement? I guess the previous board, if it's reinstated, could just say, okay, yeah, we agree to that too. But this is like a...
So this contract could be null and void?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it could be challenged somewhere. They could Ramsey could possibly challenge it.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do this. But, I mean, it looks like, on the surface, it looks like Bevin and Ramsey kind of cut some kind of deal. And then it's trying to be played out.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not going the way they were thinking it was going to go. Like, hey, I didn't sign on for this. This isn't what we agreed on. And that's why Ramsey kept staying on. Like, he was forced to resign.
Yes.
He kept wanting to be like, okay, I'll stay for a year. I guess that was the original proposal, is that he would stay for a year and then get a year of paid administrative leave that he never has taken. It's in his contract that he gets 1 year of paid leave. How nice would that be, by the way?
Right.
Hey, take a vacation for a year. Hey, take off, eh? We'll pay your salary, eh? For the year. Good grief, man. So he gets those. So he'll stay on through the end of the year, school year, next spring semester. No, beyond that. The 2016-17 school year.
Yeah.
And then he would get his leave. But that's not what they wanted. They're like, no, he's got to go now. So I don't know. It's still not solved by any stretch. But the thing I saw, and I have to give WDRB credit for all this. That's who I've been following through it. I've liked what I've seen from them as far as just being on top of it. But he said by the rationale that Bevin used to make this decision on the UofL board, get rid of him, replace him with 10 of his own plus three more. If he's going to use that rationale to do this, he could use that same rationale to merge the two universities, Louisville and Kentucky. That was like the judge said that. Like, by this rationale, he could just make UK and UofL the same university, merge them together. Have one board for both.
And then the light bulb went off in Bevin's head.
Yeah. One basketball team. Co-coaches, Rick Pitino and John Calipari.
Exactly.
All right, 381-1313 is the number to call. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops and find your right fit. At Edwin Watts, they take customer service to a whole new level. Not only do they fit for clubs, they take pride in servicing customers throughout the entire store. They'll help you find the right shoes, bags, gloves, balls, apparel, and more. At Edwin Watts, you'll find name brand equipment at guaranteed lowest prices every day. So buy it, try it. They know you'll like it because Edwin Watts helped you find the right equipment. Visit Edwin Watts in Lexington at 3024 Richmond Road and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts, home of the 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case, to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc. Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes... Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
No matter if your vehicle is personal or business, Fleet Doc will take care of it with a 24-month nationwide guarantee on all parts and labor as a TechNet professional member. Even complimentary roadside assistance is available should you break down. Fleet Doc has everything to be your trusted vehicle doctor.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Coming up here at the top of the hour, we're going to talk to Brian Kenny of MLB Network. formerly of ESPN.
He's got some interesting interesting takes on baseball and analytics.
Right.
And so we'll get into that with him.
Well, the last 2 days, Mark Stoops has had luncheons, one in Louisville and then one here at Commonwealth Stadium yesterday with Eddie Gran and DJ Elliott. And then yesterday's also added Darren Henshaw into the mix.
I didn't think anything like revolutionary, you know, came out of there. The strength being the secondary, we've talked about that, you know, all summer long. And you could see that happening even during the season last year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could see them blossoming. You know, the vote of confidence behind Drew Barker is 100% there.
Yeah.
Although I feel like that there is this undercurrent, like grassroots movement for Gunnar Hoke.
Oh yeah,
and people keep asking about him. And
well, I mean, the guy you don't know, the guy you know the least about, is the most popular.
The best. Yeah. Yes. But they said he's 100% going to be competing, and Steven Johnson's going to be competing for the job. But that being said, Drew Barker's the starting quarterback, and Eddie Gran and Stoops both said he's anxious to prove why, you know, he's the starter.
Yeah. What's funny, this reminds me when you bring up Gunnar Hoke being, it reminds me of when there was a three-way battle in camp for Mike Hartline, Morgan Newton, and Ryan Mosikowski before the 2010-9 season. Anyway.
That's two four-star quarterbacks right there.
Yeah. And so they're going to announce it. You know, Joker's going to come out and make the announcement who he's going to start. And so just as we're sitting there, I hear some in the media tell about things that they've heard that say it's going to be Mosikowski. You know, I've heard this, I've heard that. Apparently he's been lighting it up. Mosikowski didn't even have a shot, not even close.
Yeah.
But you just heard some stuff, like Gunnar Hoke. Who knows what has been heard or been purported to be heard to get to that point.
How many times did you hear, you know, Reese Phillips is really the one that looks the best in practice?
Right.
I heard that
right.
a lot.
Mm-hmm. Of course he does.
Yeah. I know.
You'll just hear those things. It'll come out. So, I mean, if Barker struggles at all.
Also, he's playing against Kentucky's third string defense,
yeah.
Reese Phillips.
Right.
So. Or Gunnar Hoke, or whoever it is, you know, that's...
Right. They're not getting the one reps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but these things, we just need to make it past media day. For me, because it's one of these things where I have this half-hour preview show that I'm doing, but I can't get any one-on-one interviews with the coaches once camp starts. So you have to do those kind of things before camp starts. So then you also need to keep it general, more philosophical.
Something can happen in camp, yeah.
Something goes wrong. It's, even last year when I talked to Shannon Dawson, I asked about both quarterbacks, and I said, talk to me as if he is the starter. So I could use the one that was appropriate for who was the starter, Tolles or Barker. But stuff comes out. I got some stuff that came out with Shannon Dawson that made it through camp. Nobody got it. You know, it didn't come out during camp. And I've got some stuff with Darren Henshaw that's not out there yet. I can't say it now.
Yeah.
It needs to come out in the interview. But I need to make it past media day in camp. So I've gotten through the luncheon portion with nothing big. Media day is another one because each of those guys talk for 20 minutes. And none of it is about what happened at practice today. Because once practice begins, all of it is about what happened at practice today and who's coming on and all that. Then it becomes day-to-day. Then you don't worry about any more philosophical questions being asked. So I got to make it through media day. Well, the luncheon, one little thing came out that Darren Henshaw told me that I was hoping to be able to hold on to. And it was that Drew Barker had a 3.75 GPA in the spring. I was like, wow, I hadn't heard that yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a big deal to get that good of a grade. So then Eddie Gran on Thursday said it was a 4.0, and then yesterday Darren Henshaw said it was 3.75. So that's out there now. But there's a few more things I wish. I just wish I could talk about. I mean, they're not mind-blowing or anything. They're just little revelations that you haven't heard before. It's always nice to have them. I'm just hoping we can make it through without it. But
now, there has been a lot of talk about how fast-paced Eddie Grant wants the offense to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Stoops always kind of pulls the reins back after every time Eddie Grant says, we're going to go as fast as we can go.
Yeah.
Fast as we can go. And Stoops always reins that in. And I think that's in part because when Stoops came in, it was air raid, and it's this is coming back, and then Neil Brown and Shannon Dawson, you know what I mean? And so there's just been this expectation that it's going to be a high-powered, high-flying offense, and it has not been.
it's like the Tubby Smith is going to run the full court press up-tempo style every year speech. As Tubby Smith would say every year, we're going to go faster. This is the year we're going to play more up-tempo. And that was the thing from Mark Stoops day one was Neil Brown. That's what he's known for. Didn't happen first year. Didn't happen second year. Here comes Shannon Dawson. Oh, you guys run the air raid. So you're from the same tree. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going fast as we can.
Yep.
Absolutely. Didn't happen. And then preseason talk again and Eddie Grand. And Stoops says, you know what? That was at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Not in this league.
Let's get first down.
Yeah.
Let's score points and get first downs.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't think fans would care in the least. I mean, it's fun to watch a high-powered offense, certainly.
Yeah.
But just win games. I mean, I don't think at this point anyone cares
that's
what the
one.
Offense looks like.
Yeah. That's number one. But Mark Stoops said what people don't understand is there's no space. Like, okay, in Cincinnati's case, some of the teams they play, I guess, is what he's making the point is that closing speed on a running back out of the backfield, on a receiver's route, on a defensive lineman getting past the O-line, there's space there.
That there won't be
but
here.
But there won't be here.
Yeah.
Exactly. The guys are bigger. So just that's space that they're eating up just by their sheer size alone. And then the speed to close on things. It's just you have to create your own space with your own players. So we'll see how that goes. And if first, second, third down happens in less than a minute, that's not good for our defense. Has to go back out on the field. Because if you think about Eddie Grand was, I think he said 16 seconds was kind of ideal between plays. A play takes about 6 seconds. So it's 22 seconds a play. If you run three plays, you're looking at a minute or less, depending on, the 16 seconds is average. But of real time, of 6 seconds there and then on the play clock and all that, I mean, that is no break for your defense.
No. And as years past have shown, Kentucky's first-string defense can hold its own.
Yeah.
But when they're out there all the time, it's the depth has always been an issue, and I think continues to still be an issue here. So they just can't be out there all the time.
Offense has got to be there this year. Mm-hmm. Has to be there, and Mark Stoops sounds like he thinks it will be. Expect big things from this team this year because we do.
Yes,
that's what he told the Louisville folks alumni group up there on Thursday. And he said, we're confident because we paid the price. I've seen us put in the work. I've seen us do all the things we need to do. So we're confident, which everybody's confident right now, though.
Yes.
Everyone's confident right now.
And it's always the hardest they've ever worked in the offseason. And it's always the most, the best shape that they've ever been in. It's always that.
I did see that John Hale said, though, that they, this working harder, longer, expanding their capacity came from a Navy SEAL, though, that they've used a Navy SEAL in the past for, like, leadership and stuff, and then this was to expand your capacity to handle more things. And so that's a real thing that they're trying.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel good about it, obviously. All right, coming up next, we will talk with Brian Kinney from MLB Network, talking a little baseball. He's got a book out there about analytics.
Yeah.
and
revolutionizing the game of baseball.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll talk with him coming up next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I was out mowing my lawn last weekend, and that's when I realized that even a small engine can have a big problem. That didn't sound good. So I went to Moses's, a one-stop shop for all your lawn equipment needs. From small engine repair to outdoor power equipment sales, Moses's does it all. And with experienced factory-trained techs, they have a reputation for fixing it right at 511 North Broadway, across from Broadway Mini Mart in Georgetown. Moses's, your local outdoor power experts that promise great service after every sale.
Don't take chances with your fine clothing. Come to Emperor's Cleaners and have your clothes treated like royalty. Emperor's Cleaners will make you look good every day. Or for special occasions, Emperor's Cleaners also preserves wedding gowns that make them look as good as new. Emperor's Cleaners specializes in leather cleaning, shirt laundry, custom work, and alterations. You'll find them in the Idle Hour Shopping Center on Richmond Road. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 9 until 3. Emperor's Cleaners treats you and your clothes like royalty.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
What a savage. I could see this a few more times.
All right, go home now.
Good night, everybody.
SportsCenter at night, every night, 11 p.m., midnight, and 1 a.m. Eastern, only on ESPN.
40 days until the NFL kicks off.
Blue 58! Blue 58! Go!
With coaching and development, this guy could be this. Some guys just can't. RG3 is one of those guys. And unless he can master third down, unless he can master staying safe in the pocket, sliding when he needs to outside of the pocket, taking care of the football, he's going to be another one of those guys that's going to be a victim of coming from an offense that doesn't project well for the NFL.
The NFL kicks off every morning with Mike and Mike, 6 Eastern, on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant is a technician. He really loves to hit.
Owns the bleachers.
Swing and a towering fly ball way back left field. Forget about it.
Owns the scoreboard and owns the north side.
Chris Bryant has sent Wrigley Field into a state of pandemonium.
Chris Bryant owns the night. Sunday Night Baseball presented by Taco Bell. Mariners Cubs, Sunday at 8 Eastern on ESPN and streaming live on Watch ESPN and the ESPN app.
You know you love the Dan Levitan Show on ESPN Radio.
Listen, I've spoken to my therapist about you.
All right, so what did you tell the therapist? You were in therapy for me? For the way that I treat you?
Yeah. And I was really just asking her how to deal with the bad days, the tough days. And she's helped me out. She's helped me out a lot.
How do you deal with the bad days?
I drink.
The Dan Levitar Show, now 10 to 1 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Mike Golic. This is the destination for everything sports.
ESPN Sports Radio.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Baskwell. In a round that included 8 birdies, Robert Streb became the 28th player and third in the last 16 days to shoot a 63 in a major on Friday. He did it at the PGA Championship to grab a share of the lead with Jimmy Walker there at 9 under par. The duo teeing off today just before 3 Eastern. Walker following Thursday's 65 with a 4 under 66. Defending champion Jason Day has a share of third at 7 under, while reigning British Open champ Henrik Stenson is right there as well, 3 strokes back. At 13 under par, Arya Jutanagon has the lead at the Women's British Open. She is 1 stroke up on Katrina Mathieu, while second round leader Miriam Lee is 2 strokes off the pace at 11 under par. To baseball, the Dodgers are within 1 game of the NL West leading Giants after they countered Arizona's 7-run seventh with a 5-run inning of their own, besting the Snakes 9-7. Meantime, Washington pulled off its first triple play since moving from Montreal in 2005. It came in a 4-1 win at San Francisco. The Nationals' lead in the East is up to 6 games over Miami, as the Cardinals were 11-6 winners in Miami. John Lester threw 6 scoreless. Jason Hayward, Anthony Rizzo each drove in 3 runs. Cubs ripped up the Mariners 12-1. Those two teams back at it today. Coverage on ESPN Radio beginning at 1:45 Eastern. And the Jays topped the O's 6-5 to get to within a half game of the top spot in the American League East.
This weekend, the Chicago Cubs host the Seattle Mariners in an interleague matchup. Seattle's trying to get back in their divisional race, while Chicago looks to increase their lead in the NL Central. Today at 1:45 Eastern and tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Are you feeling sad because your credit's bad?
Let the Courtesy Credit Builders get you approved with only $73 down and no payments for the first 3 months. Plus, with every vehicle purchase, you get a $500 Walmart shopping spree.
And you'll drive with confidence at Courtesy. Our trucks, cars, and SUVs have been certified, or we won't sell them. Why buy old and busted when you can drive new and trusted?
Just go to CourtesyOnWheels.com or come see us at Courtesy Acura on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall. And that's what we like to call...
sweet!
Summertime in the bluegrass means just one thing, Dan.
It's time to go nuts.
Solo!
It's time for Courtesy's sweet summer deals and steals. That's right, keep the cash in your pocket.
Uncle Joe's been buying them.
Solo!
And we're passing the savings on to you.
Bring us any price, any offer, any payment, and we'll beat it, guaranteed.
Courtesy is so confident that we have the lowest prices on pre-owned vehicles this summer. We'll pay you $500 if we can't beat any other dealer's price, payment, or offer.
Visit CourtesyOnWheels.com for offer details, or come visit us on Nicholasville Road next to the Fayette Mall.
And that's what we like to call...
sweet!
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, Mary Jo, we started out the show talking national stuff, a little bit of politics with the conventions and whatnot.
Yes.
And then we got into football, and we'll probably get back to football, but let's take a break from that and go into baseball and nationally with Brian Kenny from MLB Network. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Oh, my pleasure. Good morning.
So Brian's got a new book out called Ahead of the Curve, and I don't want to say it's just about analytics, but it's kind of how that has revolutionized the game of baseball. And as we know, baseball is such a traditionalist sport, where it's so hard to move people in a different direction.
Right.
And what it kind of go into what your thoughts are on analytics and how it's kind of revolutionizing the game and not hurting it.
Well, it is something that transcends baseball. And I'll give you an example. There's something that really holds us back in our own bias, and it's called representativeness. And I have a chapter in there called Good Looking Beats Good Pitching, where managers are basically hired on their looks. You know, not just good-looking managers, but ruggedly handsome, large, physically imposing managers. and this is what's done. 22 of the 30 managers, when I was writing the book, fit this archetype. And then I saw who was brought in as vice president for, you know, vice presidential candidates. And I looked at the screen. I said, now that guy not only looks like a vice president, he looks like the movie actor who would be playing the vice president. So we do the same thing in more things than just baseball.
Now, analytics are kind of catching on in other sports as well. Basketball being one of them where it's really starting to take hold. But there are certain things in baseball that you are convinced need to be done away with. And one of them is hashtag kill the win.
Well, there's a bunch of stats that we hold dear to us still that really made sense in the 19th century. And they did make sense in the 19th century when we had a pitcher go out there and pitch 9 innings, when the game had, a major league game, had 12 errors per game. Those things made sense. Batting average made sense because the important thing to know in a ball game was what was a single and what was an error. But again, fielders weren't wearing gloves then when we devised this. So in this day and age, about the time Babe Ruth actually started hitting home runs, all these things made no sense. So a lot of these things are just, you know, on-base percentages is just batting average plus walks, slugging percentage, or even, you know, other things with these new, more sophisticated names are really just ways of measuring how good did you do? You know, how important is a single, a double? How bad is grounding into a double play? And so that's just taking everything into account. We've always been looking at the numbers when it comes to sports. We're obsessed with numbers and metrics. This is not new. It's just a matter of logically asking which numbers are important and why do we still follow these old ones?
Do all teams in Major League Baseball have someone on this? I mean, we know where it kind of started. We saw with Moneyball and then Theo Epstein. But has it spread to where every major league team has someone that really pays attention to this?
Oh, yeah, every team. And it's a matter of just how large your analytics staff is. A couple of the last holdouts really just joined the party recently, and that includes the Reds, the Brewers, and the Phillies. But they were kind of the last of it. The Twins are also the last of it, but they just had a change at the top. But now it's just a matter of how many people are you throwing at this issue just to examine what you're doing. In fact, one of my chapters is on Sig Madol, whose title is, and it's the first of its kind in baseball, clearly, his title is Director of Decision Sciences. He's actually looking at, hey, how are we making our decisions? Not just the decisions we make. Do we want this ball player or this ball player? Who do we promote? Who do we draft? But how are we even making those decisions?
So is that who's doing it the best right now? Or what team do you think is really utilizing analytics the best?
I think the Astros are at the forefront. The Tampa Bay Rays have long been there. And two teams that you might think are just kind of traditional baseball-y actually have forged this all together between the analytics staff and their coaching staff, and that's the Pittsburgh Pirates and the St. Louis Cardinals. That's really where the future is, where you get your, you know, older pitching coach with the, you know, chewing tobacco in his cheek, actually talking to the analytics kid, as they usually call them, and, you know, working on, hey, this pitcher, what if he threw this pitch and he got more ground balls? We have a very good defense behind us. What if we did that? And actually everybody working in sync, and that's actually specifically what the Pittsburgh Pirates have done, teaching pitches that will work with their defense so they'll get the desired result. It's reverse engineering now in baseball.
We're talking to MLB Network's Brian Kenny, author of Ahead of the Curve, here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You mentioned the Reds, one of the last teams to do this. If we could, since we have you on here, get your insights into what is going on in Cincinnati, us being 75 miles south of Cincinnati here in Lexington. It is Reds country, and they're going through some tough times right now. Do you see them moving Jay Bruce, and also do you see them giving Brian Price more time?
Well, those two things are, you know, are separate. As far as Brian Price first, there's only so much a manager can do anyway. I think when you're in a rebuilding mode, to blame the manager for losing is ludicrous.
Yeah.
That now he still might not think he's making the right decisions, but that's a completely separate issue. And I think fans now understand that. In the 70s, we thought, hey, if the team's losing, get rid of the manager. Now we know, no, look to the general manager. The roster is what's important. And for Jay Bruce, yeah, it's time to sell. It's time to sell off really anybody, because you have to look down 2-3 years into the future and say, what team do we want then? And are these players part of that? So while Joey Votto's contract makes him kind of untradeable, I think everybody else has got to be on the board looking toward the Reds of the future.
I think they've been talking about that for a while here in Cincinnati, but they do have a World Series win or two since the Cubs have gotten one.
and they were good a few years ago too.
Yeah,
it's only
yes.
A few years ago that they were excellent. So I think fans understand there's this cycle, and the Reds were very good. And even if you get into the wild card and you win or you lose, you're still getting there. If you're a 90 win team for several years and then you dip down, it is part of the normal cycle.
Did the Joey Votto contract hurt them though?
Yes, I mean, no question. Yeah. And Votto is about my favorite player. He's really the height of the art of process at the plate. But I have in my one whole chapter is on never signing a free agent contract. Like, do not sign a $100 million deal. And this is a classic reason. You have a first baseman who is locked up, and one of the red flags is any deal longer than 6 years. Well, they went 10,
yeah,
and they did it 2 years early. So this guy's a marvelous player. One thing I would say is I would pay to see Joey Votto play. He's like about my favorite player. He's really a scientist, in the batter's box. However, that contract really, you know, harms you, because right now, say you had a shorter deal, there'd be a list of teams lining up to make you an attractive package to get Joey Votto, one you could rebuild with. But with many years left on that deal and all that money, very few teams would be interested.
Talking with MLB Network's Brian Kenny here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Can we get you to kind of give us your thoughts on what the playoffs will look like here in a few months?
Well, I think in the National League, you clearly have the elite teams, because you have what I'm talking about, the haves and the have-nots. There's no use being in the middle. You know, teams have learned that. No use being about a 500 team. You're not getting to the playoffs, and you're not building toward the future. So the Nationals are very strong. The Cubs, I think, are still the best team in either league. And the Giants and the Dodgers are also quite strong. The Mets have faltered. Their offense is bad now, but they're still a powerful team. So that's kind of the upper echelon.
Yeah.
You know, Cardinals, Pirates, Marlins, they'll compete as well, but I like those first teams that I mentioned. And then in the American League, there's kind of this great middle class where there's nobody really out at the four as of yet. The Indians have been very strong. Astros are excellent and on the way up. And I still think the Boston Red Sox are one pitcher away from rolling through the stretch run. I think there's a lot of strength with Boston that we haven't seen yet.
Is this going to be, at the end of the day, the Cubs' year?
I think so. Yeah, I think they're a powerful team, top to bottom. They're exceptionally deep, and that's where it will help them. They have a very good manager that knows how to utilize all their resources. Joe Maddon is about the best in the business. And they're just very good and young and athletic, and they have a lot of ways of beating you. That said, they could get swept, you know, in the first round.
Yeah.
Any baseball team, we saw this with that very team. Any team can get wiped out over a four-day stretch, but that's not where I put my money.
Now, one of the things you do talk about in your book, Ahead of the Curve, is that having a closer suggests that there are only big game-deciding moments that happen in the ninth inning.
Right.
But Aroldis Chapman is such a huge deal, and the Cubs just acquired him. How do you kind of reconcile those two ideas?
Perfectly. I mean, I would say I brought this up the other day. We saw him, what was this, 2 days ago, right? He came in with the man on third, down, you know, up one run. There's a tying run 90 feet away. He came in with two outs in the eighth inning, right? And that was an excellent move by Joe Maddon. Hey, I need this out. In fact, I'd really like a strikeout. So let me bring in my best pitcher out for out. Let me ask you something. If that's the seventh inning, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
If it's the sixth inning, why don't you do that? Let's say you had you're up by one and you have the bases loaded, nobody out. You have the number one or maybe number two strikeout pitcher in the history of the game. What you need right then and there is not just an out, but a strikeout. Why wouldn't you bring in your ultimate weapon? And that's the sixth inning, seventh, eighth, or ninth. High leverage happens throughout the game. I understand it's a little more important late, but it gets late early out there. You lose plenty of games in the sixth and seventh inning.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's why Cubs fans were so excited about Chapman, but I do love your point. Do you think he'll ever be a starting pitcher for that reason?
No.
Okay.
I mean, the herd mentality is so powerful. Even someone as innovative as Joe Maddon is treading lightly in pushing the boundaries. What is amazing is Joe Maddon lived through a time, and so did I, when relief pitchers came in early all the time. In my book, I cite Billy Martin brought in Sparky Lyle to face George Brett in a playoff game in the late 70s. There were men on base. They were clinging to a one-run lead. And he had Sparky Lyle, who was the best pitcher in the American League, face George Brett, who was about the best batter in the American League. And it was also lefty versus lefty. So why wouldn't you do it? Now, let me tell you why that was now something that would never happen. It was the fourth inning. Fourth inning. Now, I know at the time Sparky Lyle finished the game, and we don't do that anymore. And I'm fine with that. You know, we think that's all right, that's overuse. It's too long. Guys can't pitch that way. They're not built that way. However, you could at any time. There are no rules against bringing in your best pitcher at any time in the game. And Billy Martin, after that game, said, what am I waiting for a do-or-die moment when the do-or-die moment is sitting there right in front of me?
One more thing before we let you go. As you've shown in this book, that you're a visionary. So if you could, look ahead and tell us what are going to be the most significant changes in this game of baseball over the next 5-10 years, you think?
I think bullpenning. I think we still, even though we're now in the next century, we cling to a 19th century model of, you know, like a Broadway actor comes out to the stage to great applause, and he stands there, hello, everyone, I'm your starting pitcher. And he pitches for as long as he can until he's exhausted or he gives up a couple of runs.
Yeah.
Why do we do that? You've got 13 pitchers in your bullpen. You can use them all. You can use them at any time. And we know that you run faster when you sprint as opposed to jog. You must have your pitchers come out and throw one inning, two, maybe two-plus innings, and that's it. And constantly have your foot on the accelerator, having your pitchers throw full throttle all throughout the game.
Brian Kenny, author of
But We Love Home Runs, Brian.
Author of Ahead of the Curve. Do me a favor, Brian. I worked with Greg Amsinger in Terre Haute, Indiana, a million years ago. We were the sports team. So give him my best.
I will. I will indeed. And I'll throw bullpenning at him because I don't know if he's sold yet.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us today.
Love Brian your work Kenny. On MLB Network, by the way. Love the channel. Love everything about it. So thank you for joining us, too.
Thank you so much. Good talking with you guys. Take care.
All right.
Ahead of the Curve, you can get it on Amazon.com or any bookstore, wherever you can get books, get Ahead of the Curve.
One more thing before we take this break. The moment MLB Network came on, I was hooked. And I'm just going to tell you, it started kicking Baseball Tonight's butt immediately. I mean, that first year, it was already, I was already upset with Baseball Tonight because with like the week of the Masters, like the NCAA tournament ends and the Masters begins and baseball's opening day starts. And Baseball Tonight was like 30 minutes on opening day or something like that. And I was just livid. I'm like, what is this? You're just doing it lip service here. It's baseball season. It's just started. I need more than this. MLB Network gives it to you all the time. And especially on during the season, it's like NFL Red Zone for baseball every single night. So if you're a big baseball fan and you don't pay to buy the baseball extra innings or whatever so that you can watch any game that you want, you just go there and they go to the big moments of all the games, keep you updated, and talk baseball all night. So, and Brian Kenny does a great job.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. We'll talk football after this on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
What do you have there in terms of funniest sports injury ever?
Do you remember the Glenn Allen Hill injury?
Oh, he was afraid of spiders, wasn't he? He had like a dream involving spiders.
Bingo. He had a dream that he was being chased by a giant spider. He jumped out of bed and sliced open his foot on a glass table.
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, for the people, .com. Offices Lexington.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, yeah. That's good Saturday morning music, Josh, right there. See, if you play that on Sunday morning, that no. Saturday morning, you can rock out to Metallica. It's all good.
I'm pretty sure that Kid Rock sampled this for Bow It to Ba.
Is it?
No. American, yeah.
American,
the
yeah.
Calls,
bad guy,
and I'm
yeah.
back with the beaver hats, the Ben Davis slacks, the Strohs, yeah.
If,
yeah.
How
did I not know that? That's my go-to karaoke song.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, if you're ever out and about on a Saturday night go-to. In Lexington and you hit a karaoke bar, do not be surprised to see Mary Jo Perino up there doing Kid Rock.
So it's my 40th birthday is coming up
Ooh.
This fall. And so we're, you know.
How far off is it?
It's October.
Okay.
So we're trying to have, I would like a party.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Who doesn't like a party?
Right. And.
Ain't no party like a Mary Jo 40th birthday party because a Mary Jo 40th birthday party don't stop.
My husband was like, do we have to have karaoke?
Oh.
Like,
yeah.
Kind of. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah. This is about me.
So. Yeah. 40.
And it's going to, I guarantee you, the next morning you wake up, something on your body will hurt worse. Something. It just will.
It's, yeah.
There will be like a knee that you go, you're like, what was that sound? What is that? Is that my knee making that sound?
Sometimes I get up from the couch and I feel like I can't walk.
Yeah.
That hurt. That sucks.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout out to on Twitter at Mr. Joey Whiskers, who is a Kentucky alum in South Dakota. Listens to us every weekend. So just want to give a shout out and say thank you.
Yes. He says just down the road from Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
Which you responded, you are on the Mount Rushmore of listeners. Very well done. Well done. Which reminds me to tell you that you can get us on TuneIn. That's it.
The TuneIn app.
Yeah, the TuneIn app. Or you could just go to WLXG.com, click on listen. But the easiest way to do it is the WLXG app that you can get in the Google Play Store or on iTunes. And, I mean, you just hit the app and we pop up.
Yep.
It's that easy. And then you can listen to the podcast if you missed the show. You go to iTunes and search The Dan and Mary Jo Show.
Good stuff with Brian Kenny today from MLB Network. Really interesting takes on baseball.
I have to be honest with you, I was a little bit nervous about that interview because I have his book and have not read it. And if there is one thing that I have always tried to do, it's like my security blanket. Whatever I'm doing, I try to be as prepared as I can be, like the most prepared. Look up as much as I can, find out as much as I can.
Yes.
So that when I go into it, I have no worries whatsoever because I'm confident I've prepared. Brian Kenny, I was not prepared at all.
Luckily, he was.
Yes.
He's great.
I think we got right through that just fine. We got a call from Jim from Frankfort on the line. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Mary Jo, I got to tell you something. 40 is not bad, but 41 sucks because then you're in your 40s. Never forget that. Have you guys been watching the destruction of Boogie Cousins? Has been laying upon the international competition.
Yes. Yes, he's been
and
throwing
been
it down.
Fun. It's
yeah.
been
yeah.
fun. And his personality is coming through in the best possible way.
Yes.
And finally, everybody gets to watch him play. In Sacramento, nobody gets to see him play. They barely even show his highlights on SportsCenter. Now he's on Team USA, and everybody gets to see why he is the best big man in the NBA today.
I couldn't agree more. Do you think a team of all Kentucky players could contend for the NBA championship? You had like Anthony Davis at the center and Boogie at the power forward, and
yes,
MKG at the small forward, and
yes,
John Wall guard, and Murray or Booker at the off guard. And then the five backups, I think we could compete with anybody.
I absolutely agree with that. I've thought about that before.
Yeah. Now, do I think they could beat the Golden State team that's assembled this year?
Yeah, if you give me – look, you give
you
me –
You take the best of the best, right? That's who we're saying.
Yeah, if you give me John Wall as the point guard and his backup is Brandon Knight, or even Brandon Knight plays some at the two, and I want Devin Booker at the two or the three even.
Cousins.
I'm just going backcourt for now. Just the backcourt. Like John Wall, Brandon Knight, Devin Booker. I guess I would have to put Bledsoe in that mix.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And so those would be my guards that I would primarily use in the rotation. Nothing against Jamal Murray, but I just haven't seen it yet in competition. And then Anthony Davis and Karl Anthony Towns and DeMarcus Cousins and Trey Lyles. Those guys are all really athletic for their size. Like, they're not lumbering big men. They get up and move.
Yes.
So, yeah. Draymond Green wouldn't have a chance down there against those guys.
No. He'd be some of his slap smile off his face.
No, I would like those chances in the playoffs. I would like to see that. For sure.
You got to remember, Cleveland did beat Golden State, so Golden State could be had.
I know. Yeah. I know, but
what's LeBron going to do when Anthony Davis is down there?
Now you add Kevin Durant.
Yeah, now you add Durant.
It's tough. It's tough to see them not winning, but at the beginning of last season, by the same token, you would definitely say Golden State is going to win for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then especially after they won 73 regular season games, it was all but a foregone conclusion that Golden State was going to repeat. And then they didn't. So that's the fun of sports.
Well, I think it's just, I really despise Steph Curry. I do. I just, something about him grinds on my last nerve.
You know what really grinds my gears? Yeah. You're the one. You're the one then that hates Steph Curry.
No, he's not. Really? No, my father-in-law can't stand him either.
It's just something. And I think was when he threw the mouthpiece and hit the fan, and then his wife goes on this rant.
Yeah,
I know I shouldn't blame him for what his wife does, but they're kind of a package deal. So
I got to be honest with you, I was all for Steph Curry, loved him, and then as the playoffs went on, I started liking him less and less. And when I think the series began, I thought, well, I probably want to see Golden State win, but as it went on, I was more for LeBron and Cleveland more and more. And by the time they won it, I was like, yes. And by the time it was over and the playoffs were over, like, take that little Steph Curry. I keep it to myself because that's one of my son's heroes.
But don't you think it's because we built him up so much? Like, you couldn't turn your head without seeing or hearing Steph Curry. And so then you just get tired of it.
Yeah,
like there's no,
exactly. You
there's
get
no
tired of
real
it.
Reason. Honestly, there's no real reason to hate Tim Tebow. He did everything right in college. You know what I'm saying? He won two titles. He was as good as you could be off the field as well. But it was just so much.
Well, it's like he's in a boy. He was in a boy band.
Yeah, and it's so much with Steph too. I mean, it's so much.
Yeah,
he's so perfect that they can't.
Yeah.
Well, see, I like Tim Tebow, but I think people put Steph Curry up on a pedestal.
Yeah.
And the man ain't no saint.
No.
He is not a saint. And
I will say this, very entertaining to watch. He does some stuff that I don't think anybody else can do.
The dude can shoot, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
kidding. Absolutely.
I just talk about him as a person. I just don't particularly. He's a great player. I don't know him, but just something I wouldn't like. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you guys have a great rest of the weekend, and I'll just see you tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We got to take a break. We'll be back with more. Give us a call, 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Come in
and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Lucky's Auto Sports is Central Kentucky's largest window tinting facility. Defining rides since 1999. Want to cut down on glare while you're driving? Want to protect your interior? Want that stylish look of darker windows? Bring your car or truck to Lucky's Auto Sports for same-day service and let us tint your windows today. Our staff has over 40 years' experience and all the tools of the trade in auto tinting to ensure quality service. And all of our professional window tinting for your car, truck, RV, or SUV is backed by a lifetime warranty on bubbling, peeling, and fading. Lucky's Auto Sports only uses high-performance films, and all of our tint is computer cut. That means a machine cuts the tint before our technicians apply it to your vehicle's windows, so everything looks factory installed. Call us at 859-299-4411 or get a quote and download coupons at luckysautosports.com today. That's Lucky's Auto Sports, your source for window tinting, auto and truck accessories, car audio, remote starts, and more.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports, baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading. Check it out online at bgsg.org. Bluegrass State Games, sponsored by the Kentucky Department of Travel and Tourism, LFUCG, Pepsi, Kentucky Utilities, Central Bank, the University of Kentucky, and Papa John's Pizza.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
During the break, Josh was asking what we were going to do today, if we had any plans or whatever. And, you know, we only have, let's see.
I mean, school is getting ready to start.
Yeah. So next Saturday is the 6th. Then the following is the 13th.
School
right?
starts the 10th.
And then the following is the 20th. And that next weekend is football, yeah. Right? So we are 4 Saturdays away from college football, which means for me is anything we want to do for the summer, like go to Kings Island, go on a trip somewhere, anything you want to do. This is it. You got like 3-4 Saturdays left, and yeah. Then it's football. Because I am not doing anything during football season but watching football.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm locked in.
I cannot wait for football season. And there's so many great games like that opening weekend.
Mm, yeah.
And maybe none bigger than Kentucky and Southern Miss.
That's a big one.
Not nationally, obviously. I'm not saying that. But such a huge table setter for the whole rest of the season. I mean, you talk about one game, in my mind, they don't win that game.
You know, we say this now, and I'm going to tell you, I'll just be as honest as I can about this, because it happens to me almost every single year. By the end of camp, I'll have Kentucky as an 8-win team.
Yes, you will.
Bowl game, they will have won 7 games during the regular season. They will then win a bowl game. They might win 8 games during the regular season and then become a 9-win team in, like, the Outback Bowl. So Southern Miss is guaranteed, Mary Jo. I don't even know what you're talking about. Southern Miss is the least of my worries. I'm thinking they might be able to upset Alabama and Tuscaloosa.
Well, let's hold on.
Yeah, I think, really... the most optimistic I am about anything regarding Kentucky football is the offense. I just get this sense that Drew Barker has got a hold of things, and they've got enough playmakers.
I just feel like he's still such an unknown to me.
He's definitely an unknown. But they've got such good playmakers. Yeah, Thursday, September 1st. Is that when football season kicks off? Yes. Thursday, September 1st. Right? And Kentucky's first game is the 3rd? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, that's right. That's right. So September 1st, like Louisville plays Charlotte, 7 o'clock that night. It's not even on... it's on ESPN3. That's like, you know, flip it over to watch ESPN to get that. Like, it's not on your regular cable or satellite. You've got to hook up the old Apple TV to find that one. Otherwise, South Carolina Vanderbilt, that gives Kentucky fans a big, big scouting report there, because those are two teams Kentucky needs to beat to have the 9-win season I'm predicting. South Carolina Vanderbilt.
And to get in that playoff game, which will now not be on New Year's Eve unless it's on a Friday or a Saturday.
Right.
Which is good because Kentucky will be in that playoff this year.
Right.
For sure.
Absolutely.
By the third week of camp, Dan, that's what Dan will have them.
So that's
but
a
gosh,
good.
It all rides on that first game. So much of it rides on that first game.
Oh my gosh. It could all go sideways if it doesn't go well in that first game. Yeah, South Carolina Vanderbilt, that looks to be kind of the game of the night.
Yeah.
On Thursday night. Friday night, there's a bunch of other games, which I hate Friday night college football. Yeah. Hate it, hate it, hate it, because
it's high school football.
Because high school football is 3 weeks away.
But there's never usually any, like, games you have to see
no.
on Friday nights.
Mm-mm. Louisville but... usually plays. But EKU goes and plays at Purdue that first Saturday, opening weekend.
The Danny Hope Classic.
Yeah. Ooh, Missouri at West Virginia that first
Chalk
weekend.
Chalk one up for West Virginia. Missouri's had 3 athletic directors in the last 15 minutes.
Good grief. It's crazy.
I'm like not even exaggerating. I want to just take a quick second here. Mm. We used to do... like these rants at the end of the show.
Mm.
It lasted for like 3 weeks, and then we just kind of stopped doing them.
Well, it got to be like more work.
Yeah, yeah, it did.
And it hurt because, you know.
I do not know how I missed this. And you missed it too.
Uh-oh.
And Josh was the one that brought it to our attention
mm-hmm.
that Texas A&M had a women's clinic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just looked this up, Dan. This is horrifying.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it either.
Did you read what the sign said?
I only saw it this morning, and I wasn't sure what to make of it. I thought it was a joke, and I didn't realize that it was happened at their women's clinic.
I have never.
Who thought it was a good idea?
I cannot fathom it.
A bunch of football coaches?
I know, but I'm just...
Because if you're leaving it up to an entire room of football coaches... to judge sensitivity towards women, you're not going to...
No, but they have wives and daughters, right? I mean,
yeah,
this,
but they're just,
can,
you know.
Can I say one of these things? Or no, probably I shouldn't.
I think
but
so.
But Google it.
Yeah, I mean...
But they came up with a song, and the song lyrics in part were, maroon and white are the... we are eggy women, we are filled with estrogen. Maroon and white are the colors we love. We are putting down our dish towels and taking off our gloves. No more Lysol or Cascade. We want to score touchdowns and walk in the parade.
No.
I mean, and that, honestly, is the best part.
Yeah.
Of what I saw on these signs that they had up. It's called Chalk Talk 2016. That's like their equivalent of the women's clinic. That I mean, Google this. It is...
See, I was
and I don't mean to get too alt feminist here, but
no,
like
no, I think
two days after or a day after The first female is nominated by a major party to be their candidate for president.
Right.
This happens at Texas A&M. And it is really bad. It's really bad.
When I saw it this morning, I was confused. I thought that these were, I thought that it was a reporter saying this was the blocking techniques for the football players. These are describing blocking techniques. And then as I read each technique, I'm like, gosh, this is awful sexual. It's just so many
innuendos.
Yeah.
And not even like masked innuendos. Like,
yeah, just straightforward stuff. And I thought, well, it seems odd that that would be all blocking techniques. You really couldn't come up with, like, even football players would kind of giggle at
how it's written.
Yeah. And then the women's clinic thing, I didn't really know until Josh said it to us while we were here, because I just saw it on Twitter this morning and didn't know that that's what it was. And then I did not know the thing about the fight song either.
That is crazy.
But you remember,
crazy.
You know, Eddie Gran said something last week at the women's clinic that we heard about. And then I heard some people during the week on the radio say that he should have apologized for it. And I don't guess he did. But when you read it, we when it happened, I think we were during a break and we saw it off air.
And you kind of go, why? Don't say it.
Yeah.
But nothing compared to this.
Nowhere near this insensitivity by Texas A&M. So who comes up with that?
Well, two guys have been suspended, right? Or, yeah.
When did this happen today? Did it happen this morning?
Tight ends coach Jeff Banks and offensive line coach Jim Turner have each been suspended without pay for 2 weeks and must complete 20 hours of community service.
So it was two men acting alone, I guess?
Right.
They came up with this stuff. They were charged with, hey, you come up with a presentation for the women's clinic?
Right. And apparently these two guys must have locked the doors and no other coaches saw what they were putting up on these signs.
Good grief.
That's crazy. Kevin Sumlin's had some issues.
Yes.
Whereas that first year he was at Texas A&M, he couldn't have been a hotter coach.
Right.
Where every NFL team, his name was brought up.
Yep.
And now there has been certainly some issues with him and with his program.
No doubt about it.
But apparently he was the only one who could tame Johnny Manziel, so there's that.
Tame him? I don't know if he tamed him. He just kind of let him play.
Yeah, well, but I guess I don't know what happened behind closed
doors. Make sure he got
there.
To practice.
Yeah, he made sure he was.
I mean, the more we're learning about Sumlin, I think the more we think maybe, you know, Johnny.
Some stuff go.
Yeah, Johnny kind of might have been able to come and go as he pleases or do what he wants without much consequence, which is unfortunate. Yeah, that's. All this that you just said, it's just unbelievable.
I know.
On this particular week, especially, but then, deep in the heart of Texas.
And there were women that were at the camp that were taking pictures of these things, tweeting them out and saying, I'm just disgusted. You know, I paid $80 to come to this thing, and I didn't come here to be talked down to and
degraded,
humiliated. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
God, what's wrong with you idiots? I mean, what is going through your head? These guys can't be married. Or they have to be divorced or single. Just this sounds like, you know, locker room mentality. Look, locker room stuff is fine as long as it's in the locker room. Don't bring it out of the locker room, you know?
That's just not a good idea.
We'll take a break. Be back with more. 381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Medical malpractice. Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So Mary Jo, you were talking just before we went to break about the idiocracy of these two coaches at Texas A&M with some of these signs and stuff that they put up, trying to be cute and funny at the women's clinic, and it was in horrible taste. And then you happened to see that Yahoo story.
That I was reading the Yahoo story on the Texas A&M thing, and I hadn't scrolled down far enough in the story, but they did mention this is not the only episode, and at Kentucky's women's clinic, Eddie Grant and Darren Hinshaw made a joke about like an uncalled for, probably bad taste joke. And certainly not to the level of this Texas A&M stuff at all, but they did get mentioned in this Yahoo article.
Well, I feel this is unfortunate for Darren Hinshaw because he didn't say anything.
Right.
Eddie Grant said that he said it.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say that, coach. I mean, maybe Eddie Grant thought it was funny, and he decided to attribute it to Darren in case it didn't go over very well. Because I think Darren has three little girls. I'm pretty sure he has three girls. He has one boy, three girls. That doesn't sound like something he would say.
Yeah. I don't know him. You know, I don't know them, really. But in that case, they were... I think he was trying to make a joke, trying to be funny. It definitely wasn't. But in this Texas A&M case, I mean, these are not things that were set off the cuff. These are posters that were hung up.
Yeah.
These are song lyrics that were written out ahead of time and made on, you know, it's up on a big screen.
Yes.
So this is all stuff that has been planned out.
It's a presentation.
Yes, beforehand, you know, and signs hung up. So that's, to me, different. And that's way, way taking it too far.
Stupid. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, before we got into that, we were talking a little bit about the weekend for college football's opening weekend. The Southern Miss game is big, big, big. But just let me tell you what's coming up just to get you excited. Just here's how exciting
this is. Wet the old whistle.
That opening Saturday of college football, 3:30 game, LSU-Wisconsin at Lambeau Field. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. If that game stinks, by 5:30, it's Georgia-North Carolina in the Georgia Dome. We'll see how real North Carolina is, how good Georgia is. At 8 o'clock, Kentucky's game against Southern Miss, by the way, kicks off at 7:30, which is why I'll probably be at home watching this game, because at 8 o'clock, Alabama and Southern Cal at AT&T Stadium in Texas. I want to have the ability to
flip. Yeah.
Or set up a second television next to the television with the Kentucky game on it.
Yeah.
And then at 9 o'clock, it's Clemson at Auburn.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
So 7:30, Kentucky Southern Miss, 8 o'clock, USC, Alabama, 9 o'clock, Clemson, Auburn.
And then doesn't Oklahoma play someone good that weekend, too, I thought?
Oh, do they? I didn't.
Houston. Oklahoma and Houston. So those are two top 15, yes. Top 20 teams, too.
Another one. See how real Houston is. Sunday, Notre Dame at Texas.
Ooh.
7:30. Monday night, Ole Miss, Florida State.
Yeah.
That is going to be some opening weekend. I will.
Yeah.
After
they're getting good at that because there is the one weekend. It's like the third weekend or the fourth weekend where everybody plays nobody.
Right.
So.
There's just a few. Yeah. But, you know, it starts on Thursday with that, I guess, South Carolina Vanderbilt, really the best for what we care about around here in SEC country.
By the way, did you see Steve Spurrier's back at Florida?
Yes, I did. I saw that.
I want Rich Brooks to do that here. To come in
to
and
come
be
back
a special
as a
consultant and ambassador.
And so he is going to be like a booster events, I guess, is one of the things he's going to do. And, but I mean, here's the thing that just makes it impossible for Kentucky to now end the streak to Florida. I mean, because never beat Spurrier at Florida, and now he comes back.
Or maybe because we've beaten him like a drum the last 3 years at South Carolina.
That was at South Carolina.
I know, but
now he's back, you know, reunited with the Gators. Hey, before we go today, should mention the horse racing that's coming up.
Yes.
Today is the Jim Dandy Stakes at Saratoga at 6:18 p.m. on TVG. That's Creator versus Destin. The top two finishers in the Belmont Stakes go against each other again. Oh, by the way, Mo Heyman is in here, a field of six. Mo Heyman's first race since the Derby. Now, remember Mo Heyman, we talked about him.
Yes.
Won his first five races and then had back-to-back fourth-place finishes in the Florida Derby and the Kentucky Derby.
I didn't realize he hadn't raced since the Derby.
Yeah, so he's been off, so he's fresh, so fresh that they've made Mo Heyman the favorite, the 9-5 morning line favorite over the top two finishers in the Belmont, Creator and Destin.
Yeah.
Steve Asmussen, just for you guys out there that may be thinking about placing a wager, said his only concern is the mile and an eighth may be too short a distance coming off a win in the mile and a half Belmont, but said it's a good prep for the mile and quarter Travers, which is coming up August 27th. We have the potential to see a Travers Stakes that would include not only Creator and Destin, but Nyquist and Exaggerator and Gunrunner and Brody's Cause and Mo Heyman, all of them again.
Yeah.
The Haskell Stakes, Haskell Invitational at Monmouth is tomorrow, and that is Nyquist and Exaggerator going at it again. So you've got the Derby winner, the Preakness winner, and the Derby runner-up Exaggerator, and the third-place finisher in the Derby Gunrunner all in the field. So that is the top three finishers in the Derby going at it.
Yeah. The Haskell's always a good race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Haskell is an exceptional race. No doubt about it.
So is the Travers. Yeah, both of those.
So the Travers could be really outstanding. But not only this, but today you also have Beholder is running against Stellar Wind. It's a rematch of the Grade 1 Vanity Mile at Santa Anita back on June 4th. Beholder's a three-time champion. Held off 2015 champion three-year-old filly Stellar Wind to win by a length and a half. That was Stellar Wind's first race since finishing second in the Breeders' Cup Distaff at Keeneland last October. It was Beholder's 10th Grade 1 victory.
Yeah.
Beholder, 17 wins, 3 seconds, 0 thirds, and 22 starts.
Eight in a row.
Too. Eight in a row. Beholder's only finished out of the money twice. It was fourth place both times. Once was her debut as a two-year-old.
Yeah.
And then in the Ogden Phipps Stakes at Belmont, June 2014. Beholder hasn't lost since. 1-5 favorite today.
Yeah.
So there's no money to be had on Beholder. But
lots of racing. Good racing.
Lots of good. Mentioning Ogden Phipps, one of the staples of his breeding program was Seeking the Gold. Seeking the Gold died 31 years old, had to be euthanized at Claiborne Farm on Friday, sired 92 stakes winners. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for making us number one.
Number one!
And we love you for it. Thanks for listening to the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Rosillo and Canal.
We had some people immediately already chiming in and be like, oh, figures.